You know, I think the school board, once again, has to look at, we've got to look at our community. What can our community afford and what will our community afford? I think you've got to make K through 12 education relevant to a wide variety of populations. We have a huge retirement population here. Those folks have a fixed income. But the retirement population wants good graduates coming forth. Look at medical care. It's not like it was 50 years ago, and costs have gone up. We go back again to technology. Everything is changing. And do we want our students prepared to be able to walk right into that next level of education? We do, and that impacts our retirement population. If we want young couples to come back to this town, we need good schools. We need schools that are in good shape. We need schools that are safe. And when you walk through the doors of any one of our schools, we want to know that security measures are in place. We want to know the buildings are state-of-the-art. Now, that doesn't mean they have to be the most beautiful or have all the bells and whistles, but they do need to be state-of-the-art. Our students deserve that. Our parents deserve that. Our retired folks deserve that. Schools are not just for K through 12 kids. It's for the entire community. And if we want our community to grow and not fall backwards, you know, you're either moving forward or you're dying. I love Mountain Home. Been here some 30-something years. I'd have to go back and calculate that. But it's always been a very progressive town, a very open-minded town. But it's also a town that's very mindful of how money is spent. And I want to be a part of that for our schools.